It's now time for a very soap-filled edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play Microsoft's Game Pass server. Wait, did I forget a word?
No, you did not.
Are you sure? Where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass to a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I did forget a word. I am Corey. I'm joined by the man who refused to pay for soap, so now it's free, Basher.
Good day, sir. I'm feeling extra clean today.
I'm okay. Real quick.
Are you going to debate me feeling clean today? Is that what we're having right now?
No. I mean, you can feel however you want to feel. I don't. First off, what type of are you a body wash person with like a loofah or like a small towel or a wash rag, as some call it?
I'm very glad you asked me that question. Hold on a second. I need to find the actual thing here. What is it called? I use a Japanese Sawashi mesh body
Sawashi
towel. Yes.
Sawashi, made from washi paper and kumazazuza plant fibers.
I highly recommend it. It's the greatest.
I've never heard of this, sir.
Quick aside at the top. I apologize. It's like a loofah, but in a rag form. It is quite superior.
You're talking crazy.
It's quite superior to both the rag and the loofah. The perfect marriage. Get all the places, all the crevices. Go get yourself an exfoliating washcloth on Amazon. Preferably the authentic Japanese one.
Interesting. I might just do this. The reason I asked is because I live in a hard water is a huge problem in my area.
Did you say hard water?
Hard water. Yeah, you say that like you've never heard this term in your life.
I'm sorry. I'm from Boston, like a civilization. I don't know what hard water is. I've only
hard water means it's got a very high mineral count. So like the process in which that they use to purify it makes the water, it's clean, but it's what they call very heavy. It's got a lot of minerals in it. So when you do things like boil it or use it to clean, it can leave behind some of those minerals. So there's various things that you can do. The easiest thing is to add salt to it. And so there's things that they call a water softener. And basically all the water that comes into your home, it goes through salt to make it softer. But as somebody who has a lot of skin problems, white people problems, I don't know why I said that. I recently switched to a shampoo that said it's for hard water. And I was like, yeah, okay. And sure enough, the best shampoo I've ever had. It's literally called shampoo for hard water. So
hard water. You know what? You learn something new every day on Game Pass or Pass. Although people probably knew exactly what that was. I never knew about this thing.
Or there's somebody that's like, he just made this up on the spot. this is not a thing. It's water. It is what it is.
Oh, you mean me? Yeah, exactly. Right.
Anyways, speaking of water, we're here to talk about Power Wash Simulator 2, which has a boatload of water and soap in it. There is no indication. Hey, what's the name of the developer? I can't remember. Future Labs. Idea for you. Maybe include hard water as a extra hard mode. Like, hey, you're going to use hard water in this house, so you're going to have to wash it, and then you're going to have to wash it again. All because of the hard water. So I'm going to write them an email right now. But before that, 574-651-9256. You can let us know about your hard water, whether you have it or don't. I refuse to get a water softener in this area because I would have to put in a sub pump, which is something I don't want to do.
That's ridiculous. I'd
have to go in my crawl space.
Sub pump? What are we talking about right now?
And it's a very I can't drinking move. Water is another thing. Like I have a reverse osmosis machine specifically for drinking water because I don't want all the minerals in it.
I can't move out of Boston. This is all you're telling me. I'm stuck here for the rest of my life.
I mean, your cost of living is significantly higher.
but my word is soft though. I get what I pay for.
You're not wrong, but Anyways, Power Wash Simulator 2, here are the details. Developed by Future Labs, published by Future Labs. It's available on Xbox Series X and S as well as PC. It does have cross-platform. It's Xbox Play Anywhere, so you can play on both. Your saves will go, and it does have online co-op now that is also cross-play. It is working now, so if you're hearing this, you can do it. At first, it did not work, and it was kind of annoying, actually. So, all right, Power Wash Simulator's back. Satisfaction is a spray away. Dust off your power washer and relax into pure feel-good fun. Blast away every last speck, smear, and splatter of filth to restore Muckingham and beyond to gleaming glory. Craving more to clean? The jobs and water keep flowing in Power Wash Simulator 2. Play through a fresh new campaign uncovering more of Muckingham's mysteries, plus venture even further out to a brand new grime-coated locations like Sponge Valley, Power Falls, and Lubri City. Alongside new locations and jobs, you'll also find a new job type. Multi-stage jobs will unlock different areas of a job, from vehicle interiors to entirely different rooms, so your to-do list just keeps growing.
Is that a... That does not sound like normally like something you want to do.
As somebody who is clinically insane, I don't know... I can see it from both ways. If I don't have something to do, I'll go crazy. But if I have too much to do, I'll go crazy. So I need the perfect balance of power washing is what I'm being told. Power Wash Simulator 2. Let's talk about it.
I mean, what is there to talk about? Did you wash the first time? You were washing some more. Washing the sequel. I mean, like, it's a... Buddy, did you...
Speaking of Buddy...
Jump up and missed. Like,
but,
Buddy, get up here.
But the... There's cats now.
Yeah, and that throws me off, by the way, because I play my headphones on and I am snapping my neck backwards, yep, thinking something happened to Buddy the cat.
Same like, thing. That happened so many times. I would just be playing. I just hear like a soft like,
and I'm like, right?
What was that?
Crap. What is Buddy into now? Like, is she okay? It's like absolutely fine. Buddy, jump up or don't. Like, pick a lane.
And it was definitely. There was the cat sound effects were good because it made me question whether or not it was my actual cat or not. So I think like, that's it. Play it, pass it on. that's all you need to know.
If only that was all they added. I mean, it's definitely one of those games where it sounds dumb on the surface, but kind of just more maps and more things to clean is really all we needed, you know? It's one of those games where it doesn't really try to reinvent the wheel. Like, it knows what you're here for. It just gives you more of that. I gotta say, I really enjoy the idea of the maps changing as you clean them, you know? Like cleaning the outside of one area or one item, or object rather, would kind of open up a doorway or reveal a whole different area we can start cleaning again, and as the description says, it's more tasks, more things to do, and just when you think you're done, it's like, oh, here's a hole in the area. You're like, yeah, but I'm in. You know, like, right. It's such a weird gameplay loop.
And what I will say is, like, it's once you wash away the surface, there are some very small but large impact quality of life improvements here compared to the first game. And I think it's one of those things too, to where I think some of them are immediately noticeable, but I think some of them are smaller that you probably thought were in the first Power Wash game, but weren't. I think the biggest one is soap, right? Like, you and I had a conversation just about soap in this game. Dude, because
soap was a game changer, like you said.
Yeah, I did not. I'm that person. I never used it in the first game. Ever, because I didn't want to go to the store. I hated having to buy it. I hated having to switch to it. Like, you still have to switch to it here, but soap is free for everybody. So
soap is free. It is so necessary of a gameplay addition, though, because it slowed down the process before. Because there was soap in the first game, but you had to go get it. You had to buy it. And then you ran out. You just kind of screwed. But whereas now it's just like on a timer, on a cooldown.
See, okay, real quick. I could not figure that out because I always felt like, is there like a soap quota? Is that the vibe? It's like, hey, you can only have so much soap on the map at one time. Because because like you'd quote run out of soap, and then I felt like it wasn't recharging until I washed away the soap I had up. Now, am I making that up, or
I don't think you are, because there's been a number of times where that exact same thing happened to me, and I kind of asked myself, like, am I out of soap? I don't think so. So right. Like, yeah, we're excited for the soap mechanic, we don't know how it works.
Right. And it was never a situation where I was just like, oh my God, I need more soap. Like, there was always enough soap, but like my brain and the way that it works, it's like, I want to cover everything in soap first and then wash right. it away.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
It doesn't let you. And that has to be a deliberate design choice, I'm guessing, but maybe not. Maybe something about the way the soap works. Like, it's, if you just had too much soap on the field, like your GPU will just crash or something. I don't know. Like,
but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, because it's not the greatest, like, it's still not the greatest made game, technically speaking, you know. But that said, though, like, it did add a few effects here, and I'm like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah, were you playing on console or PC?
PC.
So this is one, like, this is a Unity game, and Unity is always a little jank, but, like, I do have to say, if you max this game out, it actually looks pretty good. Like, It's not like the realest game ever, but like, it's super sharp. The way that like the water hits the surfaces and the way that like the sun hits the surfaces, like, it's not a night and day difference between console and PC. But the biggest thing is the texture quality. The texture quality on PC is significantly higher than on Xbox, and I'm assuming PlayStation as well. But because I was kind of bouncing between PC as well as my Series X, and it was like, it was a noticeable difference. I was actually kind of surprised. But as you said, like, it's a Unity game, so it's not the cleanest running. So it would not surprise me if soap ended up being some type of weird memory leak or something. But it also kind of forces you into this pattern of where, like, you're going to soap something up and then you're going to, you know, take out your power washer and wash it down. And so, like, I ended up doing these I would kind of do like a surface sort of like clean really quick, you know, like with the widest stream that you can. And then I would use soap, because it's like, I want to get that layer off. And then I would use the soap to get the stuff that's not coming off. And so, like, I don't know if that's faster or shorter. I really don't know, but it worked for me, I guess.
I don't know about, I like the approach, though. I mean, because it also gives you something to do while it kind of reloads and recharges, because I definitely tried to start off soaping as much as possible just to run out. And then, like, there have been quite a few times where I'm just kind of like, all right, well, I'm not going back to the soap anymore, just because it's adding an extra step. Even though it's on a cooldown, it's still not maybe fast enough for me, or whatever the issue we were having was.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because it also became sort of a crutch too, because like, I would kind of do like my first pass and I'd use the soap. And then after that, I really wouldn't use the soap until the end again. Like, when I was like, okay, I've got 90%, and it's like, there's some dirt that I'm not seeing, or like, it's just like, I just can't get to it right, or I can't get to it with the right nozzle. So it's like, I'd spray it down. And what's nice about the soap, though, is like, if it hits a surface that is not dirty, it doesn't stay.
It just goes away. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that.
That could be a disaster. And they clearly thought about that. And that's a very, very nice touch to that system. And so, and then you brought up a good point. Like, I played a little bit of this in co-op, but not that much. But you were like, yeah, you could have someone soaping and someone washing. I was like, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it was like a brain explosion for you there.
It was. It was like, oh my God, like, that's, you could be even more efficient. But then also, what happens to the soap? So like, if the soap is being sprayed away instantly, does that mean it's like an infinite amount of soap?
We need to do tests, I feel like.
It's a mystery. We must find out. The other side of it too is there's a lot of small improvements with the, I want to say, the targeting system. Like, what would you call it? Like, the glowing system, I guess. Like, to me, in my brain, it's a targeting system, because you can still press the button to like make the world glow. You can now change the color of the glow, which is a very, very nice touch, which that's one of those things you like, oh, that had to be in the first game. No, the first game, it was just a generic glow. And so depending on the environment that you're in, or possibly if you're colorblind even, like, this makes it so you can change basically the entire glow. And I usually would make it something like super bright and metallic so I can see it very easily.
Now, that's a good idea too, because the issue, because at the end, because I still have similar issues with the from the first one, where I just feel like at some point, when you're, let's say, 90% done, 99% done with an area, just call it a wrap for me. Like to find right. that tiny speck, like the soap helps for sure, but it's still a little, there's still way too many times where you have this huge area and you're 99.9% done and you just can't find it. Well, and they did add that, I don't remember being the first game, it could have been, but they do add like a checklist you can kind of get to, which is super nice. But
the checklist was there, but the like pinpoint was not.
Makes sense.
It would highlight the area, but if it was a large area, like maybe, so on the smaller areas, it doesn't really matter. And the pinpoint's not the best, because it really just sort like it can, I don't say it can mislead you, but I don't, if it's a large surface, let's say it's just like a driveway. I don't think there was a driveway in this game, but let's say it was. If you're looking at the driveway, it's going to say like, oh, you're looking at it. Like you're looking right. at the pinpoint. But if you turn around, all of a sudden the pinpoint's behind you. But then as I turn back around and look at the driveway, it's like, I still can't see it. Like you're telling me where the driveway is. But like, as you said, I don't know where this last 5% is. And so the pinpoint helps, but also it doesn't. So
It does add a little bit more frustration, because now I know where it is and I can't find it, you know?
Yep. And it's always like, oh, I needed to crouch down and like hit, there's an entire row, a line of dirt here, but I couldn't see it because I was not crouched down and looking at it from this way. And like, I'm going to get this nozzle. And so the nozzles are all pretty much the same, except they now have that adjustable nozzle where you can use the D-pad to kind of make it wider and or narrower. And it's got more actuation points or more, you know, stop points that are different than the typical white, red, green, and is it blue? White, red, green.
White, blue.
White, green, white, yellow. Yellow's the other one. So you can get levels in between those, and then, but you can also have that. So that's, I thought I was going to use that more, honestly, but I found myself using switching the nozzles. It was just, I don't know, it was faster in my brain for some reason. But that's also another nice touch of like, if somebody that hates switching between nozzles back and forth, they could just widen and it's, because the wider it is, the less pressure it has and vice versa. So you can also get some levels in that range that are not part of the regular nozzles. So you could be a little bit wider and, you know, and hit a little harder. So it's, they've thought about all the ways to make the game better playing. And I think it's one of those things, like if you went back to the original Power Wash, I think you'd still have a good time, but you're like, oh wow, like I can't believe this wasn't here. Like really? Like it's going to be one of those moments.
I agree. Like it definitely feels like they're improving on the shooter aspect of it. Like they're really nailing down the FPS part of it. And they're getting better and better. I think the switch of the nozzles is a huge upgrade. But at the same time, as great as it is, like diminishing returns at this point. I mean, like, right. like power washing 3, like what are we doing here?
Open world, right?
Oh, snap. All right, I'm back in.
Like, yeah, legitimately, like what? I can't think of anywhere else you could go, except, I mean, like, because the first game, I don't know if you followed the first game as they did, but like they did a SpongeBob, they did a Shrek tie-in, Final Fantasy. I know there's some that I'm not thinking about, but like that's, so clearly they're probably going to do that again, right? Like that was I'm sure they made a lot of money on that, and Power Wash was a phenomenon for a lot, but yeah, like what, like you said, what do you do after this one? And that's a good question. And I will say the only, like, they added the addition of like your home base, and I don't know that I need that.
I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it. Not one bit, sir. Even idea that you can customize it, but like where it starts to lose me, to be honest with you, is as forgettable as it could be by itself, it starts to lose me when you have to buy your furniture, which is fine, but when you buy it, you still have to clean it off.
Right, which on paper makes sense. It's like, well, duh, it's Power Wash, but it's for some odd reason, it's more tedious
all of a sudden.
Right. I don't know why. And maybe it's because like I don't do like when Fallout 4 did like the base building and people are like, oh, I'm like, I don't know. I hate this. Like I absolutely like I don't want to build a base. Like unless I'm playing StarCraft, that is the only time I want to build a base, or I guess tower defense in some instances. Like I don't need to put a bookshelf that I just cleaned next to this weight bench that I can't use either. Like, why is the weight bench there to start with? Like, why is that the only thing that this power washer has? He has a weight bench and cats, and I think there's a desk, right? And a map. Like, that's...
And also, why is he buying dirty furniture?
Maybe it's on discount. I don't...
It's not, though. You see these... Right? See how much... A bookcase is like $2 million. Like, actually.
Yeah, the point system is a little strange too, because like you can like max out your because there's two currencies now. One's like your money, and then one's your power wash points, and that's how you get the furniture. And the money is basically for the new power washers or upgrading your washers, but then the power points are for your furniture, and like you can max out that. So it's like you have to spend it, and then it's like you don't have to. You can buy it and then not use it, if that makes sense. So it's not like forcing you into this loop where, oh my god, I gotta go clean all this furniture now. Like, it's not doing that, which makes it even more strange. Like, why are you making me do, like, you're not making me do all this, but then why are you insist on giving its own currency, I guess,
right?
Like, it's kind of a strange thing.
And then with the currency, like I actually had to look it up, because I don't know if I missed a what do you call it, a tutorial, but like when it kept saying I was maxed out of these points, I'm like, what are these points and why am I maxed out of it? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what does these points do?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think I went to go buy like a washer, and like that's when I noticed the second set of points. And no, I don't think there was a tutorial, because like I don't remember going and doing it. And I was very shocked when I found out. Like, I wasn't shocked, I guess, but I was like, really? Like, that's... Why is this a thing? Why is there a separate currency? So there must not have been a tutorial, or we both missed it, which I guess is possible. But
yeah, I mean, because other than that, I feel like it's one of those sequels where it does what you want it to do, because the first game, like, it's a power wash simulator, you know, but by making the sequel, it does feel like it was needed. You know, it doesn't feel like a cheaply made throwaway DLC. You know, it does feel like an actual sequel in a lot of ways.
It does, but it's one of the most loosely versions of a sequel, I think you could say, because could you have done all this in the first game? Yes. However, it's kind of how I feel like with Vampire Survivors, in that whenever they did a DLC for that, like I think there was like six or seven of them now. I bought the first two, but it just doesn't hit the same. Like, it's going in with a fresh mentality. Like, it's going in like, okay, this is Power Wash 2. Like, I've got a whole new set of stuff to do. I'm not, like, waiting for the next piece to come out. Like, I'm not sort of trying to bridge the gap between how I felt about the original and the sequel. Like, Vampire Survivors, to me, was the complete package. Not knowing what that game was at all, booting it up, and then going on this, like, 30 to 40-hour journey was a lot of fun. And Power Wash is the same way, as, like, I don't want to check in with Power Wash every 3 months. I want a new Power Wash every 18 months, and I want live on it for a week.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, yep, and then I'm in good spirits, and it's exactly what this was. I will say, I remember a lot of the locations from the first game. I don't know that I could. Granted, I also played the first game twice, because I played it in VR as well. So that might be why. But I only remember like three or four of the locations in Power Wash 2, like off the top of my head. Like, there's no... Can we spoil the first Power Wash simulator?
I don't think you can spoil Power Wash. Well,
but like,
you can say it gets wacky, but other than that,
right?
Like, you can't really...
It does. Like, it gets very wacky in a very, like, throwaway but also funny way. And I don't... That didn't really happen in this one.
Did it not? I think it did, but just in a way that, A, wasn't wacky, but I think more B, where it's like the levels changed as you wash them. I think that was their big, like, oh, look what we're doing now, as opposed to look where we're going now. It's like, look what the map is actually doing now. And again, like, stuff like that was really kind of interesting and fun. You know, like, I remember trying to clean, I don't know, like little circus fair area, and just realizing that, oh, wait, I have to spray this down, and then spray it down a target, and then it kind of drops down this another thing, and like it snowballs to this cool thing. Like, I get that, I like that, but like you said, like, yeah, there was no wow moment, like, or what are we doing here moment, really.
Yeah, and I don't think the last area was... It's a tough one, because the last area in the first game was obnoxious and kind of annoying. But you still had a good time with it. And this one, like, when it ended, I was like, okay, like, that, I had a good time, but I remember that first level very vivid, or the first final level in the first game very vividly. And the second one, I'm like, okay. Like, it's, I remember it, but like, it was okay. And it's, I don't want to say like that there were more memorable locations, but Like the one that sticks out to me in the second one is the playground, or not, I guess it's not, it's like a play area, I guess. And that's part of the other. So like, there are a couple new like tools that you can have. There's like the surface mop thing, and then there's the scaffolding. So you have the scaffold to where it kind of clips in between two areas, and then you can kind of freely move up and down. Like, that's a cool addition. And then so did you ever use like the surface scrubber thing, like the big circle mop thing?
Not a lot. You know, I played with it a little bit, but I just kind of went back to basic washing.
So that's, I think there's a, that's a weird one, because you can buy the different like size heads for it, essentially. And one of them's a lot larger, one of them smaller. And it makes it seem like you can really only use it on the ground. But no, like, you can definitely use it on the walls. And the benefit of it is that it's very powerful. So anything you hit is usually going to be completely clean. Like, it's not going to leave behind some residue the way that the white tip can sometimes. So like, I found myself using it a lot late game, because once I got some of the attachments and stuff for it. So it's a good addition, but I feel like they needed to be a little bit more, I don't say forward with it, but it's, I think a lot of people might sleep on it, and I don't think it's their fault. It's simply because the one that the head that it comes with, it's like, why would I do this? Like, this doesn't seem like it's a good use of my time, I guess. But it ends up being a pretty critical tool later that I enjoyed quite a bit. So anything that was like on the surface, and I think about that level, or a ground floor surface, I think about is it a playground? What do you call it? Like a jungle gym thing? The really tall thing. And then like around it was like the palm trees, and it was, the floor was like that, not like track tire stuff, but like that, like soft like foam
like,
or whatever.
Like that stuff you find like in an old school gym. A playground, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Like that place, like I remember that one quite a bit, because I thought that was a really cool, like there's lots of different items, there's different ways to tackle things, and there's also the scaffold is a really cool tool. So like, I remember that level quite a bit. But like that first game, like I even remember like the patio, you know, like that patio was cool because you had all the individual stones, and then you had the doghouse, and then you had the train station. And it's, for some odd reason, the first game's locations just stick out to me a little bit more. And that, I don't, maybe because I'm crazy, but that's not a flaw. It's just something that I noticed.
I would tend to agree, just because I didn't see, like, because the first game had like spaceships and stuff at the end, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, they really focused on the map interactivity over the grand locales for sure. Although I did like the church a lot. In this one,
The church was good, but like, the shoe from the first game. Remember the shoe?
Yeah, the big shoe. Yeah,
there's nothing like that in this one.
I can go without vehicles. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like unless it's a very cool vehicle. Like I don't need to see a vehicle ever again in this game. I don't know what it is about vehicle, but like, it's just they're so uniform in sense, whereas like I feel like I'm doing the same routine. Whereas like, if I'm looking at a church or a jungle gym or a subway, I'm like, where the heck do I start? Like, what do I do first?
And for me, it's always strange, like the way that they roll out the vehicles, if that makes sense. Like it's always kind of like in between. Like you'll do like two or three levels and it's like, oh, here's a bus or here's a dump truck. And I'm like, there's like almost no progression. Like the first game did it too, but I feel like this game did it more in that you start small and you just keep getting bigger. I think that was always kind of the point. And then this, it kind of throws in like, here's a tractor, like right in the middle this journey that I'm going on of stepping up these power washes. And it's like, oh, here's a limo. And I'm like, I'm going to wash it. Like, don't get me wrong, but it's like, it's kind of weird. Like I'm excited to wash this, but I'm not. Cause it's like, I want to see what's new. But yeah, it's again, this is all very nitpicky. It's just stuff that I definitely noticed. So
it is. And it isn't because, you know, like, because like we said, it's at the end of the day, it's a goofy power wash simulator, you know, like what more can they do to make this stand out, be fresh and feel brand new? So the nitpicky stuff is sort of necessary considering that's kind of what the upgrades are. And from the first to second one, it kind of just very small modular type of upgrade. So like, there's nothing huge that it's just doing, you know, it's not, you know, you're not all of a sudden playing a card game halfway through this or something. Like it's just, it is more of the same.
Yeah. And it's a blessing and a curse. Like you said, it's, if I had to find a flaw is that I think that they could have done more, like, and that's the best way. Like, I want go. I guess you already did get weird with it in the first game, and I understand that licensing for like SpongeBob was probably not cheap. So like you probably can't give away a SpongeBob level the first time, but like be a little wacky with it. Like give me something really really strange. Like I want to see. Stay with me. Starfield. I think one of the biggest problems with the biggest problems with Starfield.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's a great idea.
What?
Starfield. Yeah. That's the perfect example.
You're gonna wash Starfield?
Yes. Yes. Microsoft. No.
Starfield didn't do, like, you literally have space at your fingertips. Why was there not like a Doom planet? Like, why was there not just like a random, like, that's yeah. Like, why could I not land in like, oh my God, there's a free, like, it doesn't have to be anything. Like, I don't need a 10-hour, you know, journey and on Doom planet, but it's like, have some freaking fun with it, man. Like you own all this stuff. And to me, that was the biggest disappointment of Starfield. And that's kind of how I feel here. It's like, I'm not disappointed, but it's like, you know what? Just go for it. Like, just do something weird, man. Like,
I completely agree with that. And with it being an Xbox Game Pass game, and I know Xbox doesn't own this publisher or anything like that. However, at the same time, I would say this is one of those few games where it probably has a lot of people playing on Steam, but I think it got a lot of notoriety through Game Pass. And this is one of those very small, games where Microsoft should flex a bit of muscle and say, hey, can we put our game in this real quick?
Right.
You know, like, and why not wash your, one of the premier vehicles from Starfield or one of the, like, I'm sorry, guys, I didn't play Starfield that long. So I don't know what the thing would be, but like, yeah,
there isn't one. That's the problem. Yeah. Like, why can't I, like, let me power wash a house from Skyrim, you know?
Let me power wash the BFG. Like, I don't like.
Oh, this, yeah, just, there you go.
Like, crazy stuff like that. Like, there's little games like this where you can do that in and people wouldn't bat an eye, you know? Because people are up in arms about Call of Duty because how dare you put Beavis and Butthead in there. However, with power wash, yeah, just link up, make a phone call.
Yeah, I don't. The fact that they got SpongeBob, Shrek, Back to the Future in the first game, like, clearly people are willing to sign some deals on this game. And it's, as you said, it's like, it's on Game Pass already. So like, that's also a way to sell Game Pass. Like, hey, on Game Pass, you're going to, I guess on Xbox, which, whatever.
Which is everything. Which is anything.
Everything. Right. Which is anything. My this remote to my receiver is now an Xbox. But yeah, I think you get what I'm saying of just like, yeah, like just have some fun with it. So, but other, again, we're being nitpicky. Like it's the hours just disappeared that week that game came out. Like, I just like, no, like, this is what I'm doing. Like, I've got a couple buddies at work and hey, what are you playing? I'm like, oh, I'm playing Power Wash. Like, still, I'm like, yeah, like, no, you don't understand. Like, power wash.
You don't understand. You do
like
not.
It's that for the next 10 days, I will be playing Power Wash Simulator. Like that is what I am doing. And something else came out right around it. God, was it maybe Ghost of Yote or something like that? And they're like, are you going to play this? They're like, no, I'm playing Power Wash.
You're not wrong. You're like, not wrong at all.
That's what I'm doing right now. So like that's, and I remember one, and I told him I finished it because one of them, he watched Twitch and stuff. They're like, oh, like you went hard. Like there's people that are like streaming it that haven't finished. Like, yeah, I told you, like, that's what I'm doing. Like, yeah, what don't you understand? I'm going to play Power Wash Simulator.
What would you want from a sequel is the question you have to ask yourselves when it comes to this game, because I recommend this game. It is still very fun. It is still very cathartic. Like you could spend an afternoon just washing things. However, we're now at a point where we're peak washing. So like you really have to blow your load with this one, guys. You have to really think outside the box and do even bigger, better partnerships or wash bigger, better things, add some sort of movement tech. I don't know. Like, it's definitely one of those series that can keep getting weirder and better as time goes on, depending on how they want to do it.
Yeah, and it is one of those situations where, like, bigger could be better, but at the same time, like, I said open world Power Wash is kind of a joke.
Is it, though?
Like, it is, but it isn't. But, yeah, like, I could totally see them doing, like, a especially like when you look at the locations, especially in the second one, like I would not be shocked if that was on the table at some point. Because if you really look at the locations, like you look at the fair, you look at the roller coaster, and then you look at the rock climbing like playground thing, those all kind of look the same, like the same like theme and everything. So right. I would not be surprised if at one point that was a like Power Wash, I don't say world, but you know, like locales. Like, hey, this is like four or five levels in one, I guess, if that makes sense. But I guess would that be enough for me? I don't know. I'd have to play it and see. Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I am curious to see what other, you know, deals they got with this one. I don't want to say partnerships because I don't know. Are they partnerships? I guess they're partnerships. Put Fortnite in Power Wash. There you go. Ultimate.
Honestly,
listen,
honestly, like again, these aren't bad ideas. Like a game like Power Wash, how much manpower does it take to create that in this Unity based game? Like, you know,
I wish they would get off Unity. Does that count? Like, I hate Unity. It's way too resource intensive and. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So they're probably not going to do another VR one because apparently it didn't do that well on Quest, which is kind of heartbreaking. Granted, I will say the release wasn't the best. Like it was kind of choppy and it took them a while to kind of get there. But I know there's a VR mod for the first game that's quite good, so I'm sure someone will do that with this. But I wouldn't mind seeing another VR version, but I don't think that's going to happen. But other than that, it's just, you know what? Like, I'm here for whatever they do. And I will say, I think part of this too is that they're not being crazy about the price. Like off Game Pass, it's $25, which is... I've spent three times that and gotten far less.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's all around. It's a grand old time. So when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, I think it's fair to say pass it, play it, have some fun, pass it on to a friend, I should have said. Enjoy it because it's, I don't say it's once in a generation because it's not, but you don't get game like you don't get just chill games like this. So I guess you could argue that a lot of the simulators, but we've played other simulators, but there's just something just about this one.
They're just not well made. And yeah, sorry. Like there's plenty of these laid back, relaxed games like Power Wash Simulator, but very few are good and well made as this.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. So maybe we'll get a Game Awards Power Wash DLC drop. Let's do it. What's going to be the first partnership? What IP is Power Wash going to get?
Oof. I mean, what's big right now? What movie's coming out soon? Like, has there been a Marvel tie-in yet? Is Power Wash not big enough? Is Power Wash not big enough for that?
Yeah. What would you like? What's the
because
the Guardians of the Galaxy ship? Like, what's that called?
See, I was going to do Stark Towers inside Wash Iron Man. Okay. suits.
That's a good one. That's a good. There is an Iron Man game coming out, right? From EA. So I mean, somebody's making some assets over there.
See, yeah, you just borrow some, lift some homework, you know.
I was gonna say, like, I mean, we're outside of Halloween, so we can't do like a Scream crossover. They wouldn't do that anyway. But
man, what would you watch the Scream anyway?
Who does it? The blood. There'd be blood everywhere.
Sydney. Okay, we're not going blood and power wash.
Why not?
Okay, fine. You can just go rated R on this one. That's cool.
I guess that's just crime scene cleaner, which is also
a very exactly good thing. Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm gonna make a leap here. Okay. I'm going with Resident Evil. I don't know how it works.
Way too gruesome.
I don't know how it works, but I think they should do a power wash crossover with Resident Evil.
They can't go from SpongeBob to Resident Evil. It's because, like, what are you talking about?
They did Tomb Raider.
Okay, but Tomb Raider was never super gruesome. If anything, like Sonic's Chow Garden.
No, I don't want that.
I want it. Do it.
All right. Last one. Lord of the Rings. Do it.
Done. I want to wash
Rivendell.
Yeah. No. That's a go. Yeah. Exactly. Like, stuff like that. Yeah.
That scene from Fellowship where the first major scene where they go to the Mines of Moria and there's like that tablet in the middle, they get attacked by the troll. I want to wash that room.
There we go. I think that works perfectly.
All right. Book it. Game. When it comes to Game Pass or Pass, play it. Have some fun with it. When it comes to the future of this show, we're going to be playing some Halls of Torment. We're going to be talking about. We got some other games to talk about. At some point, one of us will talk about Ninja Gaiden 4 if I can convince Basher to play it. What else you got on your docket over there?
Apparently Ninja Gaiden 4 now.
I mean, we had the debate off air about it, and I think you should play it. So I did play that new game called Clover, what's it called? Clover Pit?
I know what you're talking about.
We could talk about that, I suppose. It's a $10 game, but Outer Worlds 2 is the other one. We will be talking about Outer Worlds 2 at some point. That's a big game, but we're still kind of playing it. So we got some other stuff coming out, and then we'll be doing our Game of the Year episode. So it's going to be, well, the list won't be as large as we would like this year. We have played a lot of bangers. So I think it's going to be an interesting list to whittle down. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. You can write us, send us a text message, 574-651-9255. Let us know what games you're playing, what's your favorite game on Game Pass this year. Can all be done right there, right now. Pull out your phone. I'll wait. Hang on. Yep, 574. There you go. 6651.
I have to pack. I can't wait for these guys.
To 9 9 2 5. There you go. There you go. Text us. Have a good time. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with the Halls of Torment.
Good day, sirs.